You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We are going to chat with someone who has appeared on our radio station a few times, yoga teacher Dawn Blizzard from Pathway Yoga. Now, she often talks to us about yoga, yoga teachings, and other really interesting topics. However, today we are going to be chatting about a challenge she has recently undertook, and it's quite an exciting challenge. And Dawn joins us now. So nice to speak with you today, Dawn.
Hello, thank you for having me back again.
No, lovely to have you. Well, tell us about this challenge. It was a big one. It involved a lot of walking.
I did the Yorkshire Three Peaks Challenge. I did this over 2 days because I have Stargardt's disease and I've lost my vision in my left eye, and I was doing it for the Macular Society this time. I've never done anything like this before, so it was a real big challenge for me.
Are you big on hill walking, or did it take quite a bit of time to kind of build up your stamina for this one?
So me and my husband started the training a year before, and then unfortunately during the training my husband hurt his knee, so he couldn't complete the challenge. I think it ended up being about just over, I think it was 30 miles in total. But yeah, it was a really, really big challenge. So about 2 weeks before, I found out that my husband wasn't going to do the walk with me, and he'd been my guide for nearly a year practicing for the Three Peaks Challenge. So physically and mentally, it was exhausting leading up to it. The first day, I had to crawl on my hands and knees for half an hour up this mountain. And I had my students in yoga. And the first day, I had one of my students, Rachel, and Mike quite close by me. And they were saying, you know, there's a boulder on your left side. So I don't know how deep or big the boulder is. So you're lifting your knees really high to step over things. So they were really, 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 you know, hand in hand. There's quite a lot of photos with me holding different people's hands. And we're clambering up the side of this mountain, and people were just running past me. They were on like this race, and they're just like running up this mountain. And I started crying, and I had this feeling of holding everybody back, being too slow, and just so hot and tired. And everyone was just like, you know, they all become the teacher. And that's the thing about community. They all become the teacher, and they're like, Dawn, you know, you're doing amazing. You can do this. And I'm like, okay, let's just do it. So, and we completed day one. It was just so, so overwhelming. And then day two, we had two mountains to climb up.
How did you manage that? Because obviously you were already, I guess it would be quite emotionally taxing to do that first day, and then to have to do it twice on the second day and continue that journey. Like, what got you through it?
I didn't want to let the charity down. I didn't want to let my community down. I wanted to inspire other people that it doesn't matter your disability or what you're overcoming, because this is the thing about these kind of challenges. When you're going through things like that, it strips everybody's layers back. On the next day, walking with different people who were with me, spending time with them people out of the yoga studio, them asking me questions, them sharing things with me, it was beautiful. You know, people were sharing, people were telling stories. Mother Nature around you, you know, you're walking along and baby lambs are coming up to you and the sheep, and it's just so beautiful, and you feel so free but also so small at the same time. And that really strips back people's layers, you know. So people are sharing with me, telling stories about their lives. It was just so beautiful. On day two, we ended up losing three other of our members. Anne was stepped back, so she could take some videos of us. So she was meeting us in different locations. Anne's a journalist who was with us. and two other students. One of the students, Rachel, hurt her knee and we wouldn't leave anyone on her own. So Mike stayed with her and brought her slowly down the mountain and in a different direction. So there was four of us that completely finished it. I hit a wall again, one because I lack of experience. I didn't take on enough water. I didn't take on enough food. So when I finally finished it, my husband met me at the end and I was very sort of dehydrated apparently, and I wasn't making much sense in my sentences. So lessons were learned, nobody got hurt, and we all made it down safely.
I'm so glad you are recovered now, Dawn, though it does sound exhausting. I was and quite emotional. I was going to ask you, like, what now that you've had time to reflect on the whole experience, what is your overall feelings of how it went and how you feel about achieving this challenge and completing it?
I am very much a kind of person who's like, okay, well, that's done. What are we moving on to the next? So it is one thing that I'm learning, to be truthful, is to kind of give myself some credit where credit's, you know, needed. But I don't do that very well. The idea of just realizing how beautiful Mother Nature is and how we should get out there and be a part of that. And then the other part of that was feeling quite sad about seeing litter thrown on the walk and plastic bottles and poo bags and, you know, yogurt containers. And then just thinking, you know, we still have so much to learn. We still haven't learned enough about appreciating the beauty that's around us. Again, the coming together of the community, everybody helping each other. Everyone supporting each other, nobody judging anybody in my group, and everybody coming together to help, you know, and do it for charity.
Well, Dawn, congratulations on completing this challenge. And as you said, you did it for charity, and we can find details about your fundraiser on your social media pages. So where can we find you?
It's Pathway Yoga or Dawn Blizzard on any social media. But the other thing that I just wanted to say is that if you want to do something, whatever it is, find your community that's going to help you, support you, and don't think that you can't do it. You can overcome any obstacle.
Well, on that wonderful note, thank you so much for speaking with us today, Dawn.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.